Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're going to conclude the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, and these Mishnayos continue to talk about the payment of the extra chomesh when a person eats truma b'shogeg. A person who's not entitled to eat truma eats truma b'shogeg, so you pay an extra chomesh. So says the Mishnah, when you pay that chomesh, you have to make sure that the money comes from the right place. Ein mishalmin min aleket min ashichah min apeh min ahefker. You can't pay from leket shichah peh and hefker, because the Rav points out, because those things are never chayiv in trumos and maisros, and therefore was never something that was ro'i lihios hekdesh. In this case, means ro'i lihios kodesh, ro'i lihios truma. It was never something that could have been truma. Only those items that could have been truma can you use to pay the extra chomesh. But leket shechapeh and hefker are all pater from truma. V'lomi maiser rishon shenitzel truma. So, and also you can't pay from maiser rishon that truma was taken from. Even though right now it's chulin, maaser rishon that you already took the trumas maaser out of is totally chulin, but before the trumas maaser was taken from it, it was tevel, and therefore you're not allowed to pay the extra chomesh from that which at some point was not allowed to be eaten because it was tevel. This is a very, very shvera line in the Mishnah, because it's difficult to understand, meaning everything at some point was tevel, meaning all produce at some point before you took trumas maaser was tevel. So why on earth should we say that just because the Maaser Rishon Shenitl Trumaso before it was Nitl Trumaso was Tevel, that therefore you're not allowed to pay the Chomesh from that? But that's what the Mishnah says. V'lomi Maaser Sheni v'Hekdish Sheniftu Shein Hekdish Prodes Hekdish. You're not even allowed to use Maaser Sheni or Hekdish that you've already redeemed and therefore made it no longer Maaser Sheni and Hekdish, because you're not allowed to pay for something that is Kodesh, namely Truma, that you ate with something that was Kodesh. So because before the Maaser Sheni and the Hekdesh were Nifta, they were Kodesh. So you're not allowed to use something Kodesh to pay for Chiyuv that is that came from eating that which is Kodesh. Because since the Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh were once Kodesh, they're not allowed to be used to be paid for it. So that's a Divrei Meir. That's the Sheet of Rabbi Meir. On that last halacha, the Chum Matirin Ve'elu. The Chum say, no, you're allowed to pay with Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh that were already niftes, because according to the Chamim, once it's niftes, it's no longer Kodesh, it's chulin, so you're allowed to pay chomesh with regular chulin produce, and that's all you really have over here. Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah talks about a machlokas in terms of which type of produce you have to use to pay that extra chomesh, meaning let's say you're not paying with money, you're paying with produce, you ate wheat, do you have to pay back the extra chomesh with wheat, or can you pay with something else? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishalmin Mimin Al She'eno Mino. You pay with one type for a different type, meaning even if you ate barley, you can pay the extra chomesh with wheat. But it only works in that direction where you're upgrading. You're paying with a better quality item than that which you ate. So if you ate something that was lower quality, like barley, you could pay back with wheat, the extra chomesh with wheat, but not vice versa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mishalmin el mimin el mimin al mino." That no, you have to pay back the exact min that you ate. Lefichach imachal kishun shel erev shviyah. So if you ate gourds in the year prior to Shemitah, and the reason we dafka pick an example of eating gourds is because it is unlikely that you will find more gourds later that year, because the nature of gourds are that they become very hard at the end of the season, and therefore they're not edible anymore. So if you ate kishuin of Erev Shviyas and you can't find gourds anymore this year to pay back with, so yamtin l'kishuin shel motzai shviyas v'yishalmim, you're going to have to wait 2 years till the year after Shemitah when new gourds grow, because you're not allowed to pay back with Shemitah gourds, because Shemitah is not chayiv in truma. So, and as we learned in the last Mishnah, you can only pay with something that's chayiv in truma, so you have to wait till new gourds grow the following year after Shemitah, and then finally pay back, because you're only allowed to pay back with the exact min that you ate from. So says the Mishnah, and where do each of these Tanaim learn their opinion? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. both from the same pasuk. Mi makom Rabbi Eliezer mekel misham Rabbi Akiva machmir. The very place that Rabbi Eliezer uses as a source to be mekel and to allow paying back from that which is not the exact min that you ate, Rabbi Akiva's machmir from that very same place. Shenamar, because the pasuk says to nasa lakoyin es hakodesh. Pasuk says when it talks about paying back for eating truma by bishogeg, it says that v'nasa lakoyin es hakodesh. So we darshin kol shehu ratwei lios kodesh, that anything that's ratwei to become kodesh. So a person can pay with anything, because anything is ratwei to be kodesh. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Now Rabbi Eliezer didn't really say kol shehu ratwei lios kodesh, because Rabbi Eliezer held, if you recall, that it's got to be min hayafa al hara'a. So it's not exactly kol shehu ratwei lios kodesh, but close enough. It means that it could be from any other min that's ratwei lios kodesh, but with the caveat that it has to be min hayafa al hara'a. Whereas Rabbi Akiva amar v'nasan l'koyin es hakodesh kodesh ha'achal. No, v'nasan l'koyin es hakodesh means the exact kodesh sha'achal, the very item, the very same type of item that you ate, and that's why it says hakodesh, the very kodesh that you ate. So to summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we learned that when you pay back the extra chomesh, you cannot pay back from something that was never chayiv in shumos ma'isus, like lechshechpei and hefker. And we also had an unusual halacha that you're not allowed to pay for ma'isur rishon even after the shumos ma'isur was already taken from it. And then we had a machlokas whether you could pay back the extra chomesh from ma'isur sheni and hekdish that were already niftes. A machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva whether you could pay back mi min al she'eno mino, where Rabbi Eliezer says yes as long as you pay min ayafa lara, but Rabbi Akiva says no, and they both derive it from the same pasuk of what is the pasuk that v'nasa l'kohen as hakodesh, whether it's any type of kodesh or the very kodesh that you ate. So tomorrow we will pick up with the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos.